Hello, you found us somehow on the internet. Somehow. This is Jody Avergan. I'm the podcast producer at 538, and I'm here with Chad Matlin, one of the editors on the site. And we are here in what is called episode zero of our new podcast, Hot Takedown. Chad, we're rolling out this podcast next Tuesday. We're really excited. It's 538's first podcast, and you are one of the panelists, right?
Sure am, along with two others, Neil Payne, one of our sports writers at 538, and Kate Fagan, an ESPNW columnist who also used to be a college basketball player at Colorado.
So when you submit a podcast to, this is a little behind the scenes, but when you submit a podcast to iTunes, you have to submit what's referred to as an episode zero, which is so that there's something sitting there so that when you do your real thing, it can just go right into the feed. So, yes, the first real episode with you, Chad, and Neil and Kate is next Tuesday, March 17th. And the premise of the show, Hot Takedown, is basically each week, each Tuesday, Wednesday morning, if you want to listen to it on your commute, you three panelists will take the sort of emerging sports narrative, the hot takes of the week, play a clip, and then talk about whether the data and the context supports it or tears it down.
Right. I mean, right now in sports, the hot take is sort of the currency unit that a lot of broadcasters and internet sites
regular folks. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so it's in its best form, it's like a fun bar debate that you're having. In its worst form, it's a totally uninformed opinion that sort of doesn't take into account any evidence whatsoever. And so what we're going to try and do is bring some evidence to the hot takes, not always take them down, sometimes support them and bolster their argument, but try and look at what the actual mechanics are behind the various decisions in a game or the performances of the athletes or whatever else happens in the week's sports news.
So folks, to give you just a sense of what this show will sound like, here's about 2 minutes that we recorded a couple weeks ago right after the NBA trade deadline. And the hot take at that point was, oh my God, this is the craziest trade deadline ever, and here's what you three panelists had to say.
Neil, you did some work to look at whether or not all those people moving actually meant anything in the league.
Yeah, it certainly was an active trade deadline. The moves really were coming in and all the rumors were flying. At the end of the day, it's a little bit tougher to say that it was the most impactful trade deadline ever. I looked at every trade deadline going back to 1987 and the just total wins above replacement of the players during the season in which they were traded. And this was the 10th most impactful if you just look at the quality of the players who changed hands. So 2011 was an incredibly impactful one. Deron Williams moved, Carmelo Anthony, Gerald Wallace, and it goes down the line. This time, Brandon Knight and Isaiah Thomas and Goran Dragic were the best.
Yeah, and I think so much of that is about the medium of Twitter. Because back in the day, right, you used to just open up the paper in the morning and see what had happened. And maybe you listened to it on radio, but there wasn't the frenzy that Twitter creates, especially as, you know, it's the early afternoon and you're sort of watching these tweets come in for sure. But I think I was with that hot take for a while. Like, oh my God, this is, as a former beat writer, this is the craziest trade deadline ever. But like you said, it didn't feel like it once you actually looked at the specifics. I mean, I remember growing up, it's like you want trades that impact the playoffs, and very little that happened here impacted the playoffs. Maybe you can say Goran Dragic's trade would if the Chris Bosh news then hadn't
broken. Right, and Chris Bosh out with a blood clot to his lung, out for the rest of the season. And Neil, you wrote that there's no team that got more than 2.5 wins better. Mm-hmm. And 2.5 wins, you know, might affect things come the playoff race, but for a team like Miami, it's going to affect whether or not they get the 7th or the 8th seed. And what we've seen is that's not necessarily going to lead to any championships in the present. One thing to think about, of course, trade deadlines aren't always about the current season. Sometimes they're about long-term thinking. We see that with what the Sixers did. The Sixers GM, Sam Hinkie, just hauled out the team yet again. Like, it's unreal that someone can double and triple down on a strategy. And then it made me think, wait, at what point does this strategy, like, become the operating norm, and it's not really a strategy leading to anything?
I saw a great tweet from Jason Gay, the Wall Street Journal writer, who basically said, like, at the end of the day, are the Sixers going to have, like, 50 draft picks, 0 players, and, like, a self-shooting basketball? Because a lot of people correctly point out, Hinkie's the one who drafted Michael Carter-Williams, turns into the Rookie of the Year. If he's not safe to be shipped away for a draft pick for a guy, you don't know how he's going to perform. Like, who is safe on that roster? And I think the bottom line is that nobody is safe.
So that's a sample of Hot Takedown, a pilot that we recorded a few weeks ago. And Chad, Kate, and Neil will be back March 17th, next Tuesday, with a real episode. And we're going to try and hook it to March Madness.
Absolutely. You've got two brackets coming out, the men's and the women's tournaments. We're going to break them all down. We're going to look at who's likely to win, whether or not college basketball has been slowing down, as many people have said it is, and what that might mean for the future of the game. And we'll probably throw in one more sport as well.
Right. So this podcast will cover a range of sports every week. March Madness, of course, the big hook at this time of year. A really great moment for 538, because it's kind of when the regular folks start to think about math a little bit more than they usually do. They come, it's sort of the data nerds are sitting here waiting for the public to come to us. So it's 538's sweet spot. We're excited to launch around it. It's the one-year anniversary.
One year we've been at this. Perfect time to launch a podcast and you know, use us to fill out your bracket.
Okay, so that's about it. That's it for episode zero. You can subscribe on iTunes right now. You will be able to find us on Stitcher.
You can leave reviews right now. That would be the ultimate hot take if you left a review before you even heard an episode.
Hot take review before even hearing the show. That would be great. But look, I as the producer of the show, I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited that we are going to make a sports podcast that's, you know, hopefully a little smarter than some of the other ones out there. I'm really excited that we're going to make a sports podcast that regularly features women. And women, not just talking about women's sports. So this should be a great show, and we'd love to hear from you as we start doing the first few episodes. Get in touch with us. But for now, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe elsewhere, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Talk to you next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.